touchy va. No need to be so mean. You know it's cool. I love it. I love it. Mug like that is stunning. Chin wet on the dog and bone is funny. I'm funny. You know I see through that like a two-way mirror. I know you have so much to say, so take your pick and run it. Oh, run it.
We'll be right back. pocket February. I'm just outside of Venture Creek. I'll be home soon, my love. My ETA is no love.
No love for me.
What can I do to go beyond and above?
I rush to reach you before it's too late. Firing all cylinders of this V8.
Welcome back, folks. A little bit of Eve Jarvis coming up for you on the show. We've got the first play of a brand new track by LHRK, which I'm really excited to be playing for you because it is an exclusive first listen that's coming up for you. And Brandon's going to tell us a little bit about it. He can't be here in person today, but he's very nicely sent us a little voice note just to kind of let us know about the track. And there's some interesting stuff in there. So listen out for that. First play coming for you. The song is called Past Tense. LHRK here on CFRC.
I'm Brandon from LHRK, and I'm super excited to announce our new song, Past Tense, is dropping Saturday, February 1st. To give some fun context, the melody of one part of the song initially appeared to me in a dream, like a year ago, and I recorded myself humming to it to remember it, like, and I ended up just forgetting about it. But then months later, when I was working on the song during a particularly rough week, after finishing up the demo, I realized this one melody matched the one in my dreams, so it was like I had a vision of the song before it was even made, which is crazy because it kind of connects to the meaning or theme of the song, which is having trust in that things will work out when going through struggles. Because when you think about a lot of rough times you may have went through in the past, at least for me personally, it ended up shaping into something even better. And like this song, just feels like something that was just meant to be. The entirety of the song was produced and mixed and mastered by myself in my bedroom, which is just the easiest thing to do when making something that feels personal, but I definitely want to make more originals with my LHRK bandmates soon. So if you enjoy the song and you want to stay updated on live shows and new music, follow LHRK Music on Instagram, and we're on all music platforms under LHRK.
There's no place I could hide. Never enough I find of a love that's all mine. I'm right on track toward the fall, like a bright red rubber ball. Maybe I'm wasting time with a love that's on my mind.
Would you hear me out? Would you hear me out? 'Cause I'm dying now and I'm fading.
To CFRC 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Rue, holding down the fort at Indie Wake Up HQ here at CFRC 101.9 FM. That was a little bit of brand new Franz Ferdinand. The Human Fear just came out this month, and I've really been enjoying that one. That song, Black Eyelashes, has been sort of Alex Kapranos leaning into his Greek roots and just kind of going for the whole, like, it sounds very Eastern. It sounds very kind of, Greek, really. I forget what the instrument's called, but he was talking about, like, you know, going back to Greece and being influenced by all that stuff. And, you know, after talking about it for a really long time, finally kind of showing that in the music. But that's not all we heard. We had a brand new song, unreleased yet until this weekend, by LHRK called Past Tense. So that was your first play of that song. And, you know, if you like it, look out for them, LHRK. Really cool, kind of like soft, lo-fi, dream pop, almost dream indie. I don't know what the exact word for that would be, but I really enjoyed it. And also thanks to RevZ and Last Call for coming in and talking to us early this morning at 8:30. They're going to be playing at the Mansion tomorrow night. And if you like good music, if you like a bit of fun, sweaty rock and roll, and a lot of other stuff, you should definitely hop down and go see them over there. We're also going to be listening to some more cool music. Let me recap, though. We heard some Busty and the Bass. We heard some Indiana Drones, who are a cool band from Toronto. And we're going to listen to a bit of Jadu Heart, who are a duo from the UK, making kind of indie, electronic-ish stuff. And then we have a brand new album by the sister duo, Alt Black Era, who I've talked to for my show, Yellow Brick Road, and they've told me about, like, making the kind of music that they make. They've just released their album Rave Immortal. We're going to be listening to a song from it called Come Fight Me For It. Some Hotel Mira, Making Progress, a brand new single, and a new single by Altered by Mom, by the band called Altered by Mom, called Sucking on Lemon. Coming for you here on CFRC. This is a bit of Jadu Heart called You're Dead.
Oh, Take a drive, boy. Yeah.
New stuff by the band Altered by Mom, a duo who released a song called Sucking on a Lemon. And I don't know, does that song sound a bit like Sucking on a Lemon? Maybe, maybe not. I couldn't tell you. We also had a bit of Hotel Mira. Always great to see new music from them. They were in Kingston. Now I think this was a couple of years ago, so this is making me sound old. But they played at the Ale House as part of Spring Reverb, the second ever Spring Reverb. But do you know what else happened at the Ale House? Last week, we had Carnelian doing a headline set at Ale, and they were supported by the wonderful bands Color Theory, also a Queen student band, cool kind of psychedelic indie rock band, and Chlorine, who are a band from sort of all over. They're sort of based in Toronto at the moment. One or two of their members is a Queen student. But anyway, if you're curious about that show, it went down really well. It was a lot of fun. And if you want to know more about it, we do have a little set of it coming up later on today, because the CFRC live sessions are back, I'm very excited to say. And today's show is sort of covering that old Ale House show. Going to be lots of fun, so listen out for that at 11 o'clock. But what else is happening this weekend? There is an album launch show by the MTs, who are going to be playing on the 1st of February at the Broom Factory. They've got the wonderful Backsteps supporting them as well. And so it's going to be nice to see them back. And then this weekend, like, if you're into awards and things like that, it is technically the Grammys. Do we care about it? I think we still kind of do. Like, whether or not, you know, everyone likes to say, oh, I don't really care about the Grammys, but everyone is still going to talk a little bit about it. You know, there are kind of like big nominations up there for people like Kendrick Lamar, for Charlie XCX, for Billie Eilish. There were really interesting nominations this year because it felt like, it almost felt like the Grammys were a little in touch. You know, I think on the more indie side, bands like Idols and Fontaine's DC have also been nominated, which is wild. So I don't know, is the Grammy smartening up? I guess we'll find out. But I think it makes more sense to talk about it next week when it's all over. And also, you know, Cindy will be back, Madison will be back, and this is just more fun as a discussion. So that's what we're going to do. But in the meanwhile, you know, just alluding to that Ale House show, I'm going to play us a track by Chlorine, because, you know, this one, Queen students love this one. They say they wrote it before the Golden Words article and the poster came out, but they put out a song called Drunk Dots Don't Count. Obviously, it went down a storm at the Ale House to a crowd of Queen students, right? So we're going to be listening to that. I've got that lined up for us. A Canadian duo called Best Friend, who've just put out a single called You Look Just Like Me. And then we'll have some new music from maybe Viagra Boys, from Courting. Just like cool stuff coming up, yeah. And I think that's going to be the last time you hear from me for today. So thanks so much to all our guests for coming in. Thanks so much to you guys for sticking with us through and through. Hope you're wide awake. This has been your Indie Wake Up Call here on CFRC. I was your host, Rue. That's me out. This is Best Friend with You Look Just Like Me coming up for you right now on CFRC. Goodbye. Sure.
For someone to blame for my brain. I know that you've been feeling the same. What a shame. And now it's 3:30. You look just like me. You look just like me.
Vision is blurry, I'm losing my sight, but I got you with me, so I'll be all